Thank the Lord. Do pray for us as we break the word of life this morning. Yes. Amen. We cannot do anything without him. We need his preaching gear. We need him in the mix of us. Amen. I already felt his presence. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Praise God. I got a verse of scripture we're going to read. Amen. But before we read that verse, I want to set up the foundation here. Amen. And if we have a preaching topic, it will be the old versus the new. Amen. Can we say that together? The old versus the new. Amen. Now, you may not understand what I'm trying to bring out here, but I just want you to know that the old year running out, but there will become a new year coming in. Amen. Amen. And it's high time, church, to get it together. It's high time to make some changes. Amen. I'm a very observant fellow, and I'm seeing things that need to be addressed. Amen. Need to be notated. Praise God. The 2025, I believe about 25 more days is going to be out of here. We're going to be in 2026. And what you ain't got done, amen, it's going to be too late. Amen. So whatever you need to get done in 2026, you need to get in the hurry and get it done. Amen. And my mind is on people, amen, that in this year you know that you need to make some changes. You know some things you need to clip off. Amen. You know some things that you need to make some adjustment. Amen. You know you're not doing just like you need to do. You know you ain't really walking that holy walk. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I don't want to see you drag all that mess. Amen, that you need to leave back here in 25 and drag it all the way over here in 26. Amen. Praise God. You got to let that old stuff go. Come on, somebody. Amen. And behold this new stuff. Amen. Get some new ideas. Get some new ways. Get some new action. Praise God. Amen. It bothers me how we say we're a child of God and we holding our brothers and we holding our sisters and we finding fault. And amen. I hear somebody say the other day, I said, you need to go do this. I don't deal with him no more. I don't deal with her no more. You better start dealing with them. If you want the Lord to deal with you, we got to learn to deal with others. Amen. Praise God. Where's that love this morning? Yes. Where's that love this morning? Praise God. I said, let the old ways go. Amen. Yes. Amen. And get some new ways. Praise God. Yes. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. We need to realize, church, this is crucial because, amen, year in and year out, still doing the same old thing. Amen. Done dragging from 23 to 24. Amen. Now you're dragging to 25. Now you want to drag it on over here to 26. But I'm telling you to leave it. Praise God. Amen. Change your ways. Change your action. Amen. If you got that kind of way, amen, you ain't going to make the pearly gates. You ain't going to make heaven. Praise God. Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. What is holiness? Holiness is living a pure life, a righteous life. Amen. Living up to all that you know. Praise God. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. I want to be like the Lord. The Bible said in his word, when he shall appear, we shall what? Be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. And he is a lovable God. Amen. He don't hold grudges. Praise God. He don't talk about one another. Amen. He don't call you everything but a child of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we got to make some adjustments. We got to make some changes. We got to be more like the Lord. Amen. While passing through here. Amen. I said you don't have but 25 more days in this year to get yourself together. Praise God. Because we'll end up in 2026. Praise God. And we won't be ready. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to make some changes. Amen. And it's a time to make some changes. Amen. You know, so you got people today, amen, still holding people from past failures and past, amen, mistakes, and praise God. And amen. Quit allowing yourself, praise God, to hold folks, praise God. We don't want the Lord to hold us. Amen. Folks holding people 30 years. Amen. They ain't spoke to, but they's a child of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. You just keep every year. You're still holding that. No, I don't speak to them. Hi, so-and-so. Oh, I don't have nothing to do with them. Come on. You're going to have something to do with folks. Amen. You got to get some greatness of God where God come into your life. Amen. And make you, amen, a new creature in Christ. Won't he do it? Amen. Amen. So let us come to a conclusion where we will leave all the negativity, amen, in 2025. Amen. And go in 26 with greatness, with your head lifted up, knowing that God is on my side. I am not going to keep doing this. I'm not going to keep not getting along with my brothers and my sisters. Amen. My nieces and my nephews. Amen. My uncles and my aunts. Amen. Come on, somebody. My church folks. Praise God. That's what's wrong with society today. Amen. Amen. In the White House, the legislators and the congressmen and all the men and women there. Praise God. We need to get it together. Amen. And work together.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Holding folks. Praise God. One of the Lord hold us. We wouldn't make it. But I'm here to tell you, let us say we need to loosen up. Amen. Amen. Quit holding folks. Yeah, they might have some faults. They might have some blunders. Amen. But you have enough love to cover.
Amen.
Huh? Ain't that right? You have enough love to cover the faults. Cover the blunders. Quit harboring stuff. All it's just all in there. That's all you can think about is all the negativity stuff. Where are the positive? Amen. Praise God. Ain't God good? Look outside here. Look at those clouds. Praise God. But have faith to know that the cloud of day ain't going to last always. The sun is right behind the clouds. Amen. I'm looking through the clouds and looking at the bright side. Praise God. And some said there's a bright side somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Concentrate on the greatness of God. Amen. And look what God is doing. And quit trying to find things that something that he's not doing. It ain't working out. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said the way a man think, so is he. Amen. The Lord can help us. I said the Lord can help us to make some adjustment.
Yes,
amen. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing folks, amen, with that big bag, with a bag of baggage. Amen. Trash. Amen. From one locality to the other locality. Amen. Put that baggage down.
Yes.
Quit loading up that baggage.
Yes.
Amen. God ain't pleased with that.
Yes.
Amen. That's why your back all bent. Amen. With all that mess in that bag.
Yes,
and amen. And not the king said, how can a man walk if his back is bent?
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
amen. I don't know about you. I'm tired of looking to the ground. Amen. I'm tired of looking around. But I want to have my back straight where I can look up to the hill. Whence coming our help? Knowing that our help comes from the Lord. Amen. It ain't nothing down there, but it's something up there. The hill, Jesus Christ. And he wants you to come And that's why he tell us in his word, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. That's what we need. We need some rest, praise God. Amen. Calm down and relax yourself. Your blood pressure is out of whack. Your sugar diabetes is on the all-time high. Amen. You're about to end up in the ER, but you need to come to the Lord. Amen. Come to his rescue while you got a chance. Praise God. Amen. Quit being a busybody in other folks' matters. Quit being, amen, holding folks by the neck and just trying to choke them. Amen. You need to let go and let God. Amen. Huh? That's the recipe I want to give you this morning. Amen. You let go. Let go. That's God's property. Amen. You don't supposed to handle God's property that way. We need to have respect for one another. And that's what's happening in our world today. We're losing respect. Amen. Nobody respect nobody. Back in the day when you say you were a pastor or a preacher, oh man, you got the uttermost respect. But now folks ain't studying you. Hello in here. And they'll talk to you any kind of way and be disobedient. And say whatever they want to say, disrespectful. But I'm here to tell you we need to get it in check. I don't want to keep carrying, and I don't want you to keep carrying all that mess. Amen. From year in and year out. Praise God. Let's play police. Y'all want to play police? Let's put our hands up and say stop.
Stop.
Stop. It's enough. It's enough, devil. You done did enough damage. You done tore everything up. And I ain't going to sit here and let you keep doing it. Stop. Send it back to the pits of hell. Talk to the devil eyeball to eyeball, teeth to teeth, and tell him, hey, you ain't going to destroy my home. You ain't going to destroy my life. You ain't going to destroy my family. You got to go. Come on, somebody. Praise God. We got to quit accepting things that come, amen, our way and just put our hands up and just accepting things. Amen. Amen. This is how it is now. Oh, it is? Oh, well, yeah. Well, hey. And now this is going on. Okay. No, you got to say no case. Come on.
I don't know if that cross is mingled or not,
but no case. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to settle. Devil, you might as well get about your business. Praise God. I want this 2026 be a pleasant year, a better year for me. I'm looking for more greatness. I'm looking for goodness. I'm looking for the Lord working wonders and working miracles. I'm looking for the Lord to turn things around and amen, praise God. And I want to turn things around, turn us around. Amen. When you see you on the wrong road, amen, you need to turn around and get on the right road, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah in this place. Amen. And you want to go back with the Lord. So some changes got to take place. You can't be that same old devil. Amen. That same old evil person year in and year out. Leave it in 25. And you don't have to wait till the 1st of January to make no resolution either. Amen. See, I believe in resolution. I believe in now. You don't wait. See, that's why I don't believe in resolution, because you don't wait till a certain time to do a certain thing. Amen. What did the Bible say? When to do right? Now. Amen. Now. Praise God. Let today be your day. Let changes take place in your life. Amen. Now. Glory, hallelujah. I say glory, hallelujah. Amen. You know. See, folks that do wrong, I do believe they know they're on the wrong side. Amen. They know they ain't doing right. Praise God. But it's time for changes. Praise God, to let the Lord come in. Quit just going on the wrong side. You drive just like driving a vehicle. Amen. You know you're driving on the wrong side of the road. If you don't know, you're going to find out soon. Because something's going to happen. Let us say a collision. Amen. Somebody's going to hit you. So you on the wrong side. I'm ready to get on the right side. So I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, my advice to you this morning, all that baggage you carrying, I want you to unload on Jesus. Hey, God, good. Amen. Praise God. Dump your mess and your trash on Jesus. He don't mind accepting it. He don't mind accepting it. Amen. Dump it on Jesus. He said he wants you to come. Amen. And change your life. He said in the word, come unto me, all ye labor, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. So now, when you do that, then you can welcome, amen, 2026. Praise God. Amen. Say goodbye to 2025.
Yes.
But say hello.
That's right.
2026. Come on. I'm ready. I'm ready to be more than a conqueror. I am ready to be on fire for God. I'm ready to do the right thing. Praise God. Who want to make a stand for Christ? Who want to be a new creature in Christ? Let's read over here. Let's turn our Bible to 2 Corinthians. Amen. I said this old way and this new way. Amen. We got to make some changes. Praise God. Amen. When you see you on that old way and you've been driving and driving, you still ain't found your location. You need to get out that old way and get on a new way. Come on, somebody. Sometimes people be trying to tell you, you going wrong, you on the wrong road. And you say, oh, I'm all right. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. Come on. The Bible said over here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said here, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Pray for his church. I need the Lord every step of the way. Amen. The Bible said, amen. It said, let's see here, 5:17. It said, therefore, if any man,
yes, sir.
I don't care who you are, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. I said old versus new. Come on, somebody. So you got to pull up and go in the dressing room. And then, amen, as I heard a man just said this morning on the radio, look in the mirror. Amen. You know, the biggest problem is in the mirror. I believe if you get that man straight that's looking at you and you looking at him in that mirror, I believe you'll be a pretty good person. Amen. You got to realize and acknowledge that those old ways and those old actions, amen, and that old lifestyle, you got to quit it. Amen. You got to make some changes. Praise God. That's why the Bible said here, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he must be a new creature. Amen. When you're a new creature, then you having new ideals. You're doing new things. You're trying to be more and more like the Lord and less like the devil. Is that right? Is this a little strong, too strong for you this morning? Amen. We got to make a choice. So you got people today trying to serve two masters. Bible teaches us you cannot serve two masters. Either you love the one and hate the other. You got to make a choice. You going to be on the Lord's side or the devil's side. Amen. Praise God. You got to choose what partner you going to serve. You're going to let the Lord be your partner, or you're going to let the devil be your partner. Amen. People today is choosing the devil more than God. That's why the Bible said hell is enlarging itself. It's meaning that it's, even when they speak about the broad way, you know, but it's just a narrow, just a few on that narrow way. Amen. Because too many people want to follow the Lord and do his will. Amen. I don't know why, because only thing we got to do is stand still and see the Lord work it out. It ain't nothing we got to do. We ain't got to put our hands and arms in the stuff. You just let go and let God. We just stand there and say, Lord, you fix it. Amen. The battle ain't mine, but it's yours. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have to fight the devil, but the Lord will fight your battles. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why I love to serve this man. Amen. Praise God. So it said here, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Right.
You're new.
Yes, Lord.
Old things are what passed away. And behold, all things are become new. So them old ways and that old unforgiveness and all of that stuff you holding, you got to let all that stuff pass away.
Let it go.
Let it go. Toss it out the window. Amen. It's no good for you and ain't no good for no one else. Praise God. All right, now, let's turn over here now to Proverbs. Proverbs, the third chapter. Let's get that here. Let's see what the words say. Amen. Proverbs, there we go. Proverbs, amen, the third chapter. And I want to read here at that fifth verse. Praise God. The Bible says, amen, trust in the Lord.
With all thine heart.
And lean not
to thine own understanding.
Hold it right there. Unto thy own understanding. This is the problem. Because you're leaning, amen, to your own selves. Amen. See? Praise God. It said trust in the Lord. See, you won't make all these blunders and you won't be holding people and you won't be in evil and doing all corruptness and just doing all evil, but you got to follow the Lord and trust in the Lord. I said if you trust in the Lord, amen, not just part of thine heart, but all of thine heart, and then you must not lean not unto thine understanding. Amen. That's why the world and then the shape is in, because they lean into their understanding. They doing what they want to do. They saying what they want to say. And that's why this world is in a mess. Amen. We got to lean to the Lord. Amen. See what he have. He can give us some knowledge. He can give us some know-how. Amen. Praise God. This world could be in a way better shape if we go by what this word is saying. The word said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Go right ahead, sister.
In all thy ways.
In some of thy ways.
All thy ways.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Come on.
He shall
direct thy path. Amen. That's why you're wrecking. That's why you have an accident. That's why things ain't working out in your life. Because you're not acknowledging. Amen. You got to acknowledge the Lord. And if you acknowledge the Lord, he will direct thy paths. Meaning that he will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. How many know you may have your driving license and amen, but you don't know how to drive? Amen. That's why I tell people you need to be a backseat rider and let the Lord do the driving. Amen. He know where to take you. See, when you get to driving, you want to stay on the mountaintop all the time. Amen. And we're just amen. We're just lovable. You ain't got no trials. You ain't got no temptation. You're on easy street.
All right.
But I'm so glad when the Lord take the wheel. Let the Lord take the wheel. He'll take you in the valley.
All right.
Amen. God good. I'm so glad there's still peace in the valley. There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. Amen. When you go through struggles and when you go through hardship, that's what makes you. Amen. You can't just, amen, just want to have every day Sunday.
That's right.
But you got to go through.
Yeah.
So let, in all the ways, acknowledge him. And what will happen? Look out, somebody. If you acknowledge him, it said he shall direct thy paths. Ain't the Lord good? That's where we want to get. To the point where the Lord is directing us.
Amen.
He directing our paths, not
yes.
we directing ourselves.
That's right.
Amen. Come on. We need, how many know we need this leader? How many know this afternoon he's a mighty good leader?
Yes, he is.
Amen. He don't lead you in error. He don't lead you in confusion. Amen. So in order to be positive in this 2026 year, we need to let the Lord be our leader and our director. Amen. And acknowledge him in all things and not lean unto our own understanding. You know why? Because he will direct thy paths. Come on, somebody. All right. Be not wise in thy own eyes.
Fear the Lord.
Fear the Lord.
And
the, oh, Lord, ain't the Lord good? Amen. You got to just let evil go. Amen. You can't walk around here being an evil person and they're going to name the name of the Lord like you all saved and Christian and Holy Ghost filled. Come on, somebody. Amen. Read on.
It shall be help to thy
navel and marrow to thy bone. In other words, it will bring greatness to you. It will bring healing to you. It will bring prosperity. It will make things work in a more glorified way. Amen. When you do it God's way. How many know when you do it God's way works? Amen. Amen. Huh? Praise God. Amen. When you try to do it your way, it's going to break down. It ain't going to prosper. Praise God. And we're living in a time. That's good. That's good right there. That's all I need right there. Thank you.
That's all right.
Amen. Amen. But what I'm saying is it's good to just to stay in the will of the Lord and let the Lord be your guide and let the Lord be your leader. Because I've been allowing him to lead me all my life. And I thank God how he lead. Yes. One thing about God, he will stick with you. Amen. Until the end.
Yes,
he ain't like man. Sometimes man will stick with you until, amen, calamities come or something happen. A tough road. They gone. They fleeing you. But I'm so glad the Lord will always be with us. When things are going good and when things are going bad. He will always be with you when you, amen, when you fall, praise God. He just don't just let you lay there. But I'm so glad he'll stoop down. He'll reach down. And he'll pick you up, praise God. And he'll brush you off. And say, start again. Ain't God good? That's the kind of God I serve. Praise God. He loves us. He loves us. And that's why he died on Calvary's cross to save his people from their sins and not in their sins. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. I say let the Lord have his way. Praise God. Sister, that's good. Amen. All right, now, let's go now. Let's go now. We got one more getting ready to come to our conclusion here. Praise God. We're going to Philippians. Philippians. Amen. We want to go to that third chapter. Sister Nisa, you can read that for me. Amen. Philippians, the third chapter. Uh-huh. Amen. And I want you to read verses 12 through 15. Now, this is going to give us instruction on how to keep in tune and intact with the Lord. Amen. You can't be a lazy person. You can't be a person to quit and throw the towel in. Amen. Yes, things gonna happen. Trouble gonna come. But we're gonna what? Keep on pressing on. Amen. How many know if you press on, you will make it? Amen. Praise God. And you got to let the devil know that, hey, you ain't going to stop me. Come on, somebody. Hey, amen. You might as well move out of the way. I'm going to run you over. Praise God. Amen. I'm not afraid of you, Satan. Amen. Because my God got all power in his hand. Amen. The only thing he told me to do is rebuke you. And he said, you will flee. And I'm knowing you're going to flee because I'm going to keep pressing on.
Amen.
All right. What did that say, sister?
Not as though I had already attained.
Paul is saying, not that I already attained. I ain't made it yet.
You were already perfect.
Hold just a moment. I ain't made it yet. I ain't attained. I'm still in the fight. Amen. I'm still trusting in you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not already attained. But what did it say?
Either we're already perfect.
And I'm already perfect. Praise God.
Amen.
But you know what? Amen. Because it's always improvement. You can't get to a point where you say, oh man, I done cross every T, I done dot every I. I'm good. I can close my Bible up and I can just chill out. No, you cannot. Amen. You ain't already attained. And what did he ever say? And you ain't perfect. Praise God. But you got to keep going.
But I follow after.
But I must what? Follow after.
If that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
That's right. Got to apprehend it. Of Christ Jesus. Read on.
But I come not myself to have apprehended.
See, I'm not going to put myself up on the... like I own a pinnacle and act like I done attained.
Right.
I already graduated. I don't have to read my Bible no more.
Right.
I don't have to preach no more. Yeah. But we got to follow after. We got to continue to go right on. Praise God. Amen. We can't be quick to stop. Praise God. We got to keep going on. Amen. Amen. You know, when you look back and see how the mess you was in 26, and you don't want that mess in 26. I mean, you look back and see what you was in 2025, but you want to keep obtaining in 26.
Amen.
You ain't going to let nothing stop you.
No.
My mind's made up.
Amen.
Right, amen. I'm running the race.
Yes.
And I'm running by faith.
Thank you.
You can't help me. What you need to do is move out of the way.
Because
I got to race the room.
Hallelujah.
Don't block me.
No.
Amen. Hell in here. Read on.
I count myself not apprehended.
I count myself not apprehended.
But this one thing I do.
Come on, somebody. But this one thing I do.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
This how you make it. This how you prosper in the Lord. Forgetting those things which behind.
And reaching forth. Unto those things which are before.
Those things which are before.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I press toward the mark.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
Don't say no more.
No, sir.
That's enough to take me there. I like that word press.
Press.
Amen. I press.
Toward
the mark.
Of
the prize of what? The high calling.
Of God.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's how you gonna maintain. That's how you gonna make it. Every day ain't gonna be sunshine. We gonna have some cloudy days. Everybody ain't gonna treat us all right all the time. But what we do, throw the towel in? No, but I press. Amen. Toward the mark of the high calling. Amen.
That's all right, preacher.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Let us therefore. As many as be perfect. Be thus minded.
We got to be just like that. We got to be thus minded.
Yes, Lord. For if anything you be otherwise minded.
Look out now.
God
shall reveal. That's good enough right there.
Amen.
If you be otherwise minded. God will reveal. Yes. What that mean? He going to handle you. Amen. He going to straighten you out. You know, that's why we got depressed.
Yes.
And we don't let nothing here stop us.
Nothing.
Something we sing here sometime, I shall not let nothing here hinder me. Amen. So things is here to try to stop us on this Christian race. Amen. For God. But you got to let the devil know. I was old. No, I'm just saying I was old, doing old things.
Okay.
You had me then.
Because
I would listen to you.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm new.
Stop.
Come on, somebody.
Change.
Stop, devil.
That's it.
I'm new in the Lord.
Yes,
you can't move me. You can't stop me. I'm wrapped up and tied up. And tangle up in the Lord.
Yes,
praise God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, I am now a new creature. I used to be an old creature.
All right.
But now I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things, I done quit them old things now. Now my mind is on new things.
Yes,
sir. Amen. I want to see some new horizons. I want to see some new greatness. I want to see some new grace and mercy. Come on, somebody. Let's not let the devil keep us pity potting in his vineyard. Amen. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm learning from my mistakes in 2025. Now I want newness in 2026. Amen. Them things that, them negative things you were doing in 25, leave it there. Now see the devil, although you hear this message, he gonna bring some old stuff up. And want you to be all in disarray and involved. See, old stuff don't do nobody no good. You got husband and wife sometimes bring up old stuff that should have been buried. Family, the past. Don't do that. That's no good. Let's do some, yeah, let it go. Let's find some new stuff. Amen. Amen. Let's get us a new toy. Hello. Amen. I believe this brother right here got a new toy. He ain't worried about them no. Amen. Look at God. Get some new excitement. Get some new joy. Think on good stuff.
That's right.
Amen. Hello, somebody. Meditate on the greatness of the Lord. Certainly we thank God for this message this morning. The old versus the new. Thank you and God bless you.